Welcome to The Public Storyteller. My name is Michael Stock with Dr. Karen Neal. Karen is affiliate professor at Florida Atlantic University and a professional storyteller. Hi, Karen.
Hey, Michael.
What story do you have today?
Here's a story from Joy Mastrocola.
This story happened December 2017. I have worked for the city of Coconut Creek for 17 years, and I've been working with the Senior Center implementing program since 2005. We do one field trip a month, so I try to do a variety of different types of trips. So twice a year, we go to see a play. We go to museums. We also go to historical houses in Florida. And we did a field trip where we did the Jungle Queen at night. So the Jungle Queen, you go down on a boat down the intercoastal, Fort Lauderdale, where they go over some history and over about what some of the houses, like who lives there or who did live there. And then they have a little island that you stop at with the boat and you get off. And they have the barbecue dinner, and they have music, and then they have a variety show. And then you go back on the boat. We had over 50 members sign up for the trip, and they were all excited because a lot of them, they did it during the day, but a lot of them didn't go at nighttime, and that's a different experience. So I made sure it was going to be when the big fancy houses were lit up for the holidays. So I was excited for them to see that. So when we got there, it was very cool because the one thing that happened, the Jungle Queen boat broke down, the one that you normally see. But they had one already there. It was just totally different from the original one. I'm like, oh, man. But then when I looked inside, and it winded up being a better setup, in my opinion, compared to what they originally have. So when we got on board, we took the whole bottom area. So they had reserve signs all on the bottom because we were a big group. And some of them actually went on the top, which was pretty cool. So I was like, oh, wow. So awesome. And when we were going down, I was taking a lot of pictures of everyone. So I was taking pictures of each table, doing selfies with them. I went upstairs to check on the people that were up there and was taking selfies with them. We had two guys that weren't part of our group, and they're like, oh, can we sit with you? And we're like, fine, yeah. And they were talking with two of my members like the whole time, and they were just having a great time. So it was really nice to see that. And especially because that member was a newer member. She didn't come out to a field trip before. So I was like, oh, that's so nice. So it's really nice to have people come out and be able to meet new people or be with their friends and enjoy something like that. So when we got to the island, we had all you could eat spare ribs and chicken and shrimp and baked beans and coleslaw. And we had this really good band playing music. It was a gentleman playing the guitar, and he had the keyboard. I was like jamming because we had a really good seats, like hearing them and seeing them, and we were eating. And I had one of the members say, hey, you want to dance? Her fingers had grease from the shrimp and the ribs and everything. And I'm like, well, don't wipe it on me. She didn't have a napkin, but we just started dancing with her hands, like all with the stuff on it. I'm like, okay, that's cool. And we were dancing on the bottom level. And then they introduced us to go up like on the stage. So we're like, oh, that's friggin' awesome. So both of us went on the stage and we were dancing and they were singing and we were dancing to Sweet Caroline, bum, bum, bum. So I would say that really loud out to the crowd, and everyone in the crowd was like, bum, bum, bum. And it was not just our group at that point. You know, it was other people too, because they had a second boat. So we had a really good time with that, and we went off the stage. Well, then that made a domino effect because some of our other seniors wanted to dance too. So we had about three or so more members, plus myself and the original member with the sticky fingers, go back up on the stage, and we were dancing again. And then there was other people that weren't a part of our group. So I felt like I was back in college, like on the dance floor of like a club. I hardly even didn't eat some of the food, even though it was very good because I was so into the music and the entertainment that they were providing. And then after we were done eating, they brought us to an area where they had a stage and they had different variety acts. And I had some of the seniors sitting in the front, and I got pictures of them smiling and laughing. So that was making me smile and laugh. And then they had dancers that had the fire and going around to, you know, in the crowd and stuff like that. So it was really cool because I took videos, because a lot of times some seniors can't make the trips for whatever reason. And when we were finishing up, we had time to walk through the island. So some of them were looking at the animals. They have a monkey, in the cage, and they have some birds over here. So you were able to have some experience as you were walking back. And as we were going back on the boat, we went back on there, and we were able to enjoy going back down to our bus. And it was just nice because everyone was talking to each other, and we had a great experience that night.
Joy Mastercola with a story about a fun field trip.
More fun than a barrel of monkeys, and she even makes the monkey sounds.
Now, the Jungle Queen, I imagine it was like a Disney Jungle Cruise. So the Jungle Queen doesn't really go to a jungle.
It goes down the Intracoastal, and then it stops at a private island. And there,
with monkeys.
And there, I guess you're in a more jungle-like atmosphere.
Is it more for tourists?
I guess it's the kind of thing, you know, when you live in a place, you don't go do the sights.
Yes.
You know, I mean, anybody can do it, but I guess a lot of tourists often do it. Obviously, I've never done it, but it sounds great to do with seniors.
Now, Joy, she just has joy in her heart. She sounds so much fun.
Yes. Usually I air a traditional story where there's a problem and a solution, something to be overcome. In this case, the story is just all joy, joy, joy. So the reason I wanted to air it was because the energy and the love that comes from this woman, not only by the actions she describes that she's done, but in her voice. I mean, this is somebody who's even concerned about the video for the people who didn't make the trip, but she's also telling the story in such a way that you can tell how much fun she actually had with them. I mean, she says, oh man, oh wow, it's awesome. It was very cool. Totally different. And taking selfies with them. I mean, you would think she was with a group of high school seniors as opposed to old age seniors.
And I really enjoyed her singing Sweet Caroline for us.
Yes, on a music show, I think that was very appropriate. But also, she was giving us images so that we would feel as if we were actually there. So singing a little bit of that song, then those of us from our generation are going to sing the rest of it in our head.
Bum, bum, bum.
But also, I loved the image of the woman with the shrimp grease on her fingers. And don't get it on me. That's a great symbol of being totally into an experience that she's got it all over her hands.
She made it sound like fun. I wanted to listen to her.
You wanted to listen to her. You wanted to be with her. And you can understand how she's so great at working with the seniors at Coconut Creek. So even though this isn't a traditionally structured story, I thought it was so full of love and life that it served as a story. It served as a reminder to us of all that life could be, particularly all that seniors' lives can be.
Well, thanks for bringing that story in, Karen. We would like to hear more stories from our listeners about their South Florida experience. How can they get in touch with you?
Send me an email at cneile, that's C-N-E-I-L-E, at fau.edu.
Our website also has contact information, as well as archive stories at wlrn.org, Click Radio, and The Public Storyteller. Thanks, Karen.
Thank you, Mike. I'll see you next week.
Dr. Karen Neal is affiliate professor at Florida Atlantic University and a professional storyteller. My name is Michael Stock. The Public Storyteller returns next Sunday.